Here's another big controversy in America right now, actually worldwide, and that's electronic voting. There are complaints about the machines. There are complaints about the way the tallies are transferred. There are complaints and worries about the results of elections being totally changed. Should we be worried about this?
We should be absolutely paranoid and concerned beyond belief. The problems with electronic voting are so deep and so incredibly nightmarish that if you wanted to create a scenario for a takeover of a country, political ramifications, undermining democracies and all that, you could use electronic voting as a very nice plot point for doing that. It's just amazing, because when these e-voting systems, you'll recall that this all kind of got started with the hanging chad, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is kind of what the impetus was. We didn't want to have the situation again with people holding old-style IBM cards up to the light and going, well, it's holding on two corners. That means you voted for Gore, you know. I mean, that was a pretty sorry spectacle. So we had a lot of people, a lot of companies that said, wow, wait, we can make a buck on this. And a few of them, including ones whose expertise was mainly in things like ATM machines and things like that, decided they were going to do e-voting machines. Now the big difference between an ATM machine and an electronic voting machine is that with an ATM machine, A, you get a receipt, right? And B, if something goes wrong with your account, it's really easy to tell, because you can discover that the $100 isn't there when you look at the balance later.
That's right.
But with an e-voting machine, you put your vote in, and it disappears. It just goes into a total, and someone collects the total and says, guess what? He won.
Yeah.
And there was tremendous resistance, even after test showed that these things could be subverted in any number of ways. And I don't mean super sophisticated things. I mean really dumb things where the memory cards weren't right, or you'd reboot the thing and it would go into the wrong mode. Or worst of all is, in a lot of cases, the software for these things, people with a certain level of the software, a certain version, would be certified. And then at the last minute, the company would remotely change the software, you know, over the phone line or over the internet or whatever, to a new version that had never been certified. So people started saying, hey, maybe it would be a good idea if the electronic voting machines at least had the level of security of a hanging chad. And there was tremendous resistance, because there were obvious ways to deal with some of these problems in terms of, and the one that's generally being agreed on now is what's called voter-verified paper trail, where the machine prints a paper receipt. The paper receipt is kept by the machine, but the person who voted can see it first, so that if there's a question, those receipts can be used for a real recount. A recount doesn't mean anything if you just go back to the machine and say, hey, was your count right? And it goes, yeah, it was right. Okay, there's our recount. Another thing is, we don't even necessarily need all these fancy electronic voting machines, because there's other technologies that are much less dramatic and generally very effective, like optical scan, where you fill in the bubbles. Yeah, some people will mess up the bubbles and all that, but by and large, that's a very nice system, because you still have a record of the individual votes, right? You have those sheets, and if there's a question, you can count those sheets again. But that's not dramatic. It's not that expensive, so there's not as much money in it. And you would think that after all this, Congress would be rushing to pass laws to deal with these situations, but there's been considerable resistance. I think there's been a gradual move toward an understanding that this is a risk to both Democrats and Republicans, and that tends to help move these things along. And there does seem to be movement toward the acceptance of this voter-verified paper trail technology.
And so in how much of the U.S., for example, have we made that change? Let's look ahead toward the next presidential election, for example. What do we have to look forward to?
It won't be all that much. I don't have the percentage, you know, right off the top of my head, but it has been moving fairly slowly, and part of the reason is, believe it or not, there are still local election officials who are fighting this and saying, our e-voting machines are perfectly secure. You've got nothing to worry about.
Of course.
And then it turns out the machines are kept in someone's unlocked car, you know, overnight or something outside their home.
Again, the human factor.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the best technology can be always undermined by people, right?
So I guess so. So it seems.
So for this election coming up for 2006, there's still going to be a lot of trouble. Maybe things will be a little bit better by 2008, but it's another one of these long haul kinds of things.
Gosh, it's almost enough. I mean, listening to you tonight on these various topics, it's almost enough that if you didn't absolutely depend on it, you just wouldn't do these electronic things for fear.
Well, I mean, you don't have to pull the plug on everything, but I guess what irritates me the most is in so many of these situations, it doesn't take rocket science to deal with these problems. A lot of them are obvious on even minimally reasonable inspection or thinking about it in the first place. But unfortunately, the powers that be and the forces that are in play are often such that we like I said, we take the shortcuts and we take the cheap way out. And so systems that are doomed to fail and that are obvious that there were, I mean, even before these tests on the e-voting, I mean, from a purely theoretical standpoint, you look at e-voting and you know there's going to be problems. Just about the only thing that could possibly be worse is internet voting, where you have people trying to vote on their PCs, and we know how secure they are. But there's people still pushing that concept, too.
I know. Is it alive? I was about to ask, is it alive? And obviously, apparently so.
Yeah, there's still pushing for it, and it's in fact some of it goes on right now. I mean, there have been elections at certain levels, like for you know primaries and things like that, that have used internet voting. And when people say, "Boy, what a great idea," I always say, "Well, you know, think of this. I mean, if you have a virus that can wipe out your hard disk, why can't you have a virus that changes your vote?"
Mm-hmm. well, why can't you? And the answer is you can.
The answer is you can, yeah. It just takes the will to do so. And what's really ironic is that some of these, the people that promote these say, well, we hired 5 hackers from the local high school, and we told them to attack the system, and they couldn't get in. So we figure we've got a secure system, and of course that's completely different than an operational environment. But you still see these kinds of farcical displays over and over again, and sometimes it is enough to make you want to pull the plug, come to think of it.